From the Jewish Sabbath prayer, let us pray. Days pass and years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. Lord, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence, like lightning, illuminates the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see wherever we gaze. There the bush burns unconsumed, and we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder, how filled with awe is this place, and we did not know it. Amen. Please be seated. What do you want? What do you want me to do for you? Those are basic questions asked of a child, perhaps, or a spouse, perhaps, an aging parent, perhaps, or a friend. And it could easily be asked of elements of our humanity after yesterday's senseless massacre of faithful Jewish people at prayer. One more massacre in a nation that has made massacres a hallmark of our age. In today's scripture, it is asked of a blind man who is reduced to begging for a livelihood, if begging produces any sort of livelihood. It is an interesting story because it is initially just so ordinary. A crowd is on the move from one place to another. There is a man, mostly not seen, step past for sure, the kind of in-the-way person we might not choose to notice. And Jesus is where we expect him each Sunday, central to the tale. He is in his progression to Jerusalem, where all will turn and seem to end on Good Friday, only to begin again on Easter. Hope shows up as a regular ingredient in today's gospel story, which means there is a need. It seems to be blind Bartimaeus who is in need. Bartimaeus, who is the one by the road, stepped over in the way. He speaks up for himself. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who do not notice him much seek to silence him in the story. And let's not judge them too severely, for in every culture, there are those we silence, those we overlook, or judge unworthy of our full attention. In Jesus' day, chief among them would have been the ill, particularly those with some long-term disability. Sin causes this, is often the way such illnesses were explained. Poverty, too, left you unworthy because you do not apply yourself, or there is some sin in your family line. We still kind of do that in our own time. Why should such as these draw our attention away from other pursuits that we deem as worthy? That's an easy thought to hold. Like when you have a limited moment to touch someone that is becoming noticeable, here it would be Jesus, you do not easily give that time away. So Bartimaeus, be silent, they say. And then the first of two miracles sets in. The gospel says Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying, take heart, get up, he is calling you. Do you notice it? Because it happens so swiftly in this gospel. Jesus breaks their patterned thoughts of awareness. Call him here, he says. Bartimaeus becomes human for them in that moment, and perhaps forever. For his name is recorded in Scripture, along with his father's name. And that is always very significant, because it means the faith community knew Bartimaeus long after this story. The spiritual blindness of the surrounding crowd, you see, is being healed, at least for a moment. And that is the first miracle today, breaking down and opening up the crowd. Though Bartimaeus is the literal blind man in the story, it is the crowd, the blind man's acquaintances, his peers, his culture, his society, that renders him simply unseen. To their seeing eyes, he is invisible, and thus he is expendable. His shouts and cries are not worthy of attention. His suffering warrants no tenderness, no passion, no patience, no curiosity. You see, by silencing him, they were maintaining their own status quo that keeps their privilege comfortable and unexamined, their able-bodied lives, their normalcy, simply left comfortable. And I suspect they don't even notice what they're doing. It is this comfort of how things are, of the status quo, if you will, that Jesus renders impossible this day. And once they see Bartimaeus and interact with him, they can't unsee him. That's part of the miracle. Jesus opens their eyes to Bartimaeus's full humanity, and they must respond with compassion or lose Jesus. He causes them to interact, call him here, when Jesus could have simply called him himself. And they do. Take heart. Get up. He's calling you. They cannot remain sightless. They are becoming the miracle. And the story makes me wonder, was Jesus healing the crowd's sight so that they could in turn participate in Bartimaeus's healing? For you see, Bartimaeus needed more than physical sight. He needed community and belonging and validation within his community as a human being of worth. And that is in their power to give and their power to withhold. The miracle here is that he receives both his physical sight and his belonging. And the crowd is being healed of their daily blindness, finding their compassionate core and responding to Bartimaeus. You and I are certainly the crowd, though we might also be Bartimaeus. Jesus wants to ask us a question. Who are you not seeing? In the ordinary status quo of your life, who do you simply not see? Where is your compassion thin? And if you were to see, whose life would you be changing? What might your tenderness and your gift of patience open in another and in you? Here is an invitation to not walk sightless among miracles. How often have you noticed how healing it is to choose compassion, to see another's need and find an action, to grow tender, being patient with what you do and do not understand? Isn't that indeed what something like the Appalachian Service Project is? a place to grow compassion, to become patient and tender with another's life. Isn't that what a Habitat for Humanity is? A chance to interact with those who are not us, but for whom we can offer a gift. Isn't that what we teach our children when they go and glean for sweet potatoes, only to give them away to a food pantry? Or on those days when you're on the off-ramp, coming home or going out to work, and a fragile person is begging, and you for a moment let down your guard and your judgment and notice and assist. Is that a Christ-like miracle shaping? A noticing attended, a humanity granted. And the wounding yesterday that we felt, was that not a Christ-like wound that our culture still produces so much ill intent? Isn't all this miraculous in its beauty when it moves towards its God center and we find ourselves called to more? Here's the last thing I want you to notice about this story. Bartimaeus, in his blindness, sees what the crowd does not. He calls Jesus Son of David, a title Jesus doesn't make public during his ministry. It is the first and only time this title will be used in Mark's gospel. Why is this significant? In Mark, everyone struggles to understand who Jesus is. Jesus' true identity remains hidden from most people until after the resurrection. It is the case that we and they are all so full of, is it the case that we and they are all so full of our projections that we don't easily see who each other is, and what we don't easily see who Jesus is? Is he Messiah? Is he Rabbi? Is he good man only? Is he divinity fully living in humanity? And yet a blind man discerns it so quickly. Jesus is Messiah, Son of David, Son of God. Did Jesus stop for Bartimaeus because here was a beautiful moment of being fully seen? Was it because they each see the other almost completely? Bartimaeus says, "Teacher, in my deep hope, I see you. Have mercy on me." And Jesus looks into Bartimaeus and says, "What is it that is your deep desire? What do you want me to do for you?" In asking the question, Jesus shows deep respect and assumes nothing about Bartimaeus' need. Bartimaeus gets to name his need. "Let me see again." How simple the answer. "Go, your faith has made you well." Part of our spiritual journey is to see. Not just to project on God or on each other what we desire or what we want, but to see what is compassionate and tender and patient, and on that to act. And this is miracle. Miracle can be extraordinary in its ordinariness, where we pause and notice each other and act in care. And so again, let us pray the Sabbath prayer. Days pass and years vanish, and we walk sightless among miracles. Lord, fill our eyes with seeing and our minds with knowing. Let there be moments when your presence like lightning illuminates the darkness in which we walk. Help us to see, wherever we gaze, that the bush burns unconsumed, and we, clay touched by God, will reach out for holiness and exclaim in wonder, "How filled with awe is this place, and we did not know it."